They were looking for the girls who can work in hospital. No, and I said, I can work in hospital. Why cannot I work in hospital? And then they don't want to charge, take me. I was very skinny when I was young. But then they took me, and I went to England, and it's come out when that is a TB hospital. And English people don't want to go there. That's why they hired us from Germany, Latvia. It was very strict rules there. There most was soldiers who come from army TB sick already. And lots was dying out there. They hired five German girls in our unit. And they all five stay sick. They nice boys, you know, and they start to flirt a little bit and so. Finish. Yeah, I married in Britain, in Manchester, on a big ceremony. You know, now I work there, a Latvian pastor. He come already when I work in hospital, and I always get him room and board there in hospital and everything. We were good friends with him. And then when I married, we don't want married very fussy. We don't wanted to go only to pastor with two people unmarried, you know, with no fuss at all. And this church was not, it was quite far from me. But once in a while, the Latvians made, you know, church. And yeah, when I married, Edgar's cousin come and was assistant to us and married, and I will go back to my drive back with a bus, you know. And here they all come out, no, you must come to pastor's home. He was living there on tables and make the supper there. No, okay, I will go to. My gosh, there was house full with about 50 people. They're waiting for me. I was dressed well, but not like a bride, nothing, just official married. No. We decided married with my last husband, yeah, but with whom I lived 40 years. And he was married too before. He didn't know about his wife and kids in Latvia for 7 years. And I was married and I didn't know where my husband went. But after 5 years, you can marry again.